wake up in the morning feeling like
should be a good one.
Okay. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. The date is May 13th. The year is 2025. Hi, Logan.
Kira.
What's on your mind, big guy?
I got a question that every guy wants me to ask. And I'm nervous because, well, I'm just nervous for upsetting the female population out
there.
This
should be good. This should be good.
These dudes are going to appreciate that I'm asking this question.
Mm-hmm.
So listen. I got a lovely wife, love to death. I have a sister, I have a mom, been surrounded by females, great best friends, female best friends in college, in high school, and I've decided that I still don't know something about the female body.
Okay, and so what's that?
Here's the deal. There have been times in my life where I have had, my wife says it, again, all the girlfriends in my life, in terms of actual friends, they've said something along the lines of, sorry I acted that way. I was on my period.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've heard that expression so many times. All good. You know, no worries. I get it. Your body thinks that you're pregnant. Like, your hormones are going. I get it. So, not to say that it's an excuse. That's not the right word. But it's a reason. It's an understanding. So, mm-hmm. when females communicate that, they're giving men understanding as to what their body is going through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I get it. I respect it. However, here's my question. When I flip it and reverse it and use it back on women, it's a slap on the wrist. It's like a no, no, no. What I mean by that is, let's say someone in my life is being
moody.
All right, you said it. I was hoping you would fill in my blank. I didn't want to say it. Someone's being moody. And I would say to that person, whoever it would be, you, for example.
Me.
I would just use you because you're in front of me. I would be like, don't. Like, if you were like, sorry, I'm shouldn't have bad, you know, I'm a little moody today. And I said something like, oh, girl, it's okay. I get it. You're on your period. You have your period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was correct, wouldn't that offend you? And why?
Well.
Because it affects, a lot of females would take offense to that.
Sure.
But if they said it, it's okay. But because I say it, it's not okay. Does that make sense? That's
yes,
my issue. That's
yes,
my issue.
That makes sense.
How come you can say it, but I can't, if we're both saying the same thing?
Well, you're assuming, for one thing.
No,
could just be moody and that's not the case.
Well, no,
you're allowed to be moody and not be.
No doubt. But if you do have your period.
Yeah.
And you're moody.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to you, that's okay, Kira. It's probably because you're on your period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been told that's a no-no. But if you said it, and you were moody, and you were like, it's because I have my period, I would be like, sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a double-edged sword.
It just feels like one of those things that it's okay for you to say it about yourself, but it feels bad being said by someone else.
Right, and that is what's incredibly confusing to the men out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we're both saying the same thing, but you're allowed to say it, and I'm not.
Right.
And that's not right.
How about this comparison?
Please.
Maybe this might not be relatable to you.
Okay, you could try.
But what if, like, you're venting about, let's just say your mom, for
sure.
example. Your
okay.
mom's driving you crazy.
She's the worst.
She's doing this, yeah. that, and the other thing, and it drives you nuts. Like,
yeah.
she's doing that thing that gets under your skin.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
And then maybe your wife, like, on a different occasion is like, oh, your mom was doing that thing that you said. It was making me so annoyed. Like, it feels different. It's okay if you say it. You can talk about your mom.
You can talk smack about your mom, but someone else can't talk
someone
smack about your
can.
Mom.
Someone else can't. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel, it's like, ooh. So it's okay if I do it, but not really if you do it.
That is a fair comparison. I don't agree with it, but it's fair.
Right. Right. It's not how I operate in my relationship.
Okay.
But it is, that's the closest comparison that I could make to the period
it is,
conversation.
It is. It's just, it's confusing because it's like, hey, we both know what it is. Let's just, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just say it.
Right.
But you're allowed to say it and I'm not for some reason. I got to pretend like I don't know what it is.
Hey, maybe there's a woman out there listening right now that is okay with her man pointing out her moodiness and contributing it to the factor. in which it is.
Fellas, don't listen to her. She is setting you up for failure.
You think so?
Oh, yes, you are. You are trying to screw over every man who's listening to us.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, maybe just they have it. That dynamic.
Just avoid it like the plague.
Okay, okay. You live and you learn. All right. Yeah, send us a message if you have any thoughts on this on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you so much for being here. It means the world to us. So we did wake up to a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app, our favorite. We're going to try to help out Dan. I'm really feeling for this guy. This is a tricky situation to navigate. I don't envy it. So let's play the voicemail and then we'll discuss as a class.
Hit it.
Okay.
Well, you know, good news, bad news. I mean, my daughter is graduating high school. She's an honor student. I love her dearly. But, you know, I've been dating this lady who I'm crazy about for like over a year, you know, and my daughter's met her, you know, and all this stuff. And so, of course, you know, I want to bring her to the graduation party. But my daughter, I guess, is still like kind of upset about like the divorce and everything else that's gone on. So she doesn't want me to, you know, bring my girlfriend who, you know, who knows? I mean, I feel like, you know, we might even get married. I mean, you know, it's like really serious. And so I want, you know, the women I love to get along with each other. And, you know, my daughter was like, well, she can't come or I don't want her to come, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like thinking, should I tell her like if she doesn't come, I don't come? But then, you know, I don't want a big separation between me and my daughter.
He does go on, but I think you get the gist. He goes on to say he'd be curious to know what our audience thinks and how they think he should navigate this really sticky situation. God, what are your thoughts?
Here's my knee-jerk reaction. I think he sits the daughter down and says, hey, listen, this is your graduation party. I'm going to abide by your request. I am not going to bring my serious girlfriend. However, I think he lays down the framework and says, but this is it. This is the last time I'm doing this for you. She's in my life. She's going to be coming to future events, cookouts, etc. I think because it's her graduation, the daughter has a little bit of a say. And so
it truly is her event.
I'm okay with her saying, hey, you're not doing that. But, like, let's say she has another event. Let's say she's got a birthday at the end of the summer. Like, I think this guy's got to lay down the framework and say, hey, I'm going to abide by this graduation. Mm-hmm. But from now on, she's a part of my life and she's coming.
Yeah. No, I don't hate that. I don't hate that one bit. What came to mind, and I don't know how much time we have. I mean, it could just be, like, it could be this coming weekend. I know we're getting into that graduation territory. But if you have some time, maybe you arrange for your daughter and your girlfriend to go do something, just the two of them, and like try to form some kind of relationship or bond.
No, that's a force.
That's a force?
Yeah, you're asking a force.
Well, I mean, maybe
to put them out and say, hey, you two go bond. That is like,
just go grab coffee.
That's such forceful bonding. I think it's easier just to like bring her and like, he's the date.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's the date. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. So you listening, what do you think? I would love to talk to someone who has navigated a situation like this.
For sure.
You've gone through a divorce. You had someone new. When was the right time to introduce that person?
Like, how long did you have to wait?
Did your kid protest? Were they like, no, you can't bring them. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I don't care that you've dated this person a year. I'm not ready. I have trauma that I'm working through in therapy. What do you think? 603-749-0975. And for Dan's situation in particular, do you think that he should just bring the girlfriend? He even said, should I say that if I can't bring her, I won't come?
There's no way he should say that.
That has to be the worst idea I've ever heard.
Agreed.
So if you want to chime in and give our guy Dan some advice, because obviously this is a part of life that Logan and I have not had to navigate firsthand, but maybe you have. 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who chimes in. We do have an extra pair of tickets to Boston Calling Night 1. Luke Combs and Megan Maroney will be there. So that'll go to a random caller. 603-749-0975. What do you think our boy Dan should do? That number one more time is 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I are working diligently to help our boy Dan. He left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app, and he's dealing with a little bit of a dilemma. So the Spark Notes edition of what's going on
is that Dan's daughter has a graduation party coming up. High school, we have to assume, right?
High school, yeah.
Right. So Dan wants to bring his girlfriend, new girlfriend of over a year. Daughter says, Dad, nope, I don't want you to do that. So Dan's kind of teetering back and forth. Should he say to the daughter, hey, I've been with her for over a year. I'm coming. If you don't like it, then I'm not coming.
Hate that.
Or should he just say to his girlfriend, hey, you got to stay home and abide by his daughter's wishes?
What do you think he should do? Have you been in a similar situation? What did you do? 603-749-0975 is our number. By the way, random caller who wants to chime in, we do have an extra pair of tickets to Boston Calling Night One with Luke Combs and Megan Maroney if you want to help our boy Dan with this sticky situation. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Jeannie, and I'm from Rochester, New Hampshire.
Hey, Jeannie. What do you think about this situation?
Okay, well, I'm the daughter in this perspective.
Perfect.
And I think that the father should have never said that, like he isn't going to come if the girlfriend isn't allowed to come.
Okay.
Because it's his daughter, and it's, like, a big thing. I mean, she's graduating.
Yep.
But, like, if it goes on for over a year and she keeps on doing this, I would, like, go with Logan and say that she needs to, you know, get over it and allow her to come over to more things.
So it has technically been over a year. Should he say, hey, she's coming to the graduation, whether you like it or not? Or should he not do that for the graduation?
I think he shouldn't do that for the graduation. I mean, it's her day.
Okay, so then when's the next time to do so? Like, when does he say, I'm putting my foot down, she's coming around?
Probably, like, another, like, birthday, or even if he has a birthday, I mean, he's going to want her there, and they have to get along sometime, so mm-hmm. It's like...
So the graduation is, like, an exception, because it's truly the daughter's event, and she should have a say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but in the future for her events, like let's say she has a birthday coming up in end of summer. We'll say September, October, she's got a birthday coming up and she's celebrating her birthday. Does she still have the right to dictate who he brings? Or since they've been together for, at that point, it'll be almost a year and a half or 2 years, should he be able to bring the girlfriend?
Honestly, I think he should be able to bring the girlfriend, because if she wants to be a part of that girl's life, then she should be able to celebrate and be able to get along with her. Because I'm assuming, I would hope, that the girlfriend would care about the daughter, but...
Yep, you would hope.
You're very well-spoken. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Heck yeah.
Look at you go. Well, thanks for making the time and chiming in today.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Tell mom, too.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Okay, so we're trying to help out our listener, Dan, who left us a voice message on the 97.5 WOKQ app. Basically, what's going on is Dan's daughter is graduating high school in a few weeks. He's, you know, divorced from his daughter's mother and has been dating someone new for about a year. And the daughter is saying, yeah, I don't really want you to bring your new girlfriend to my graduation. And Dan is all like, he's hurt by this, obviously. He actually said that he thinks it's going in a serious place. He might even marry this woman.
Yeah.
He wants to put a ring on it. Okay, so eventually...
Stepmom City,
population one. So what does he do? He suggested, do I say, if I can't bring my girlfriend, I'm not going? Logan and I think that's a terrible idea, by the way. Or does he respect his daughter's wishes? It is her event. It is her graduation.
True.
Does he say, okay, I won't bring her to this, but moving forward, we got to get to a place where you're comfortable having her around.
Right.
What do you think? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, is this Sandra?
Sure is.
Hi, thanks for holding, my friend. So what do you think?
I think that I agree with you and Logan that, you know, ultimatums never go well. So that's a hard no. And just from a child psychology background, I would say you can't force the issue. Definitely do not just bring the new girlfriend, because that's just blindsiding and setting up for disaster. Going forward at another time, it's possible that he could sit and talk with her and say, okay, I want to be able to bring this person who's in my life to future events, but I don't know if I'd fight that battle now.
So here's a follow-up question. At what point, let's say she continues to say, I don't want her in my life. At what point does he kind of trump her and say, hey, that's not how this is working. You've graduated high school. You're 18. You're a fully cooked adult. So am I. I want this person in my life.
That it's really very specific to the situation. It's kind of hard. Well, I mean, at some point it is something that's going to have to be dealt with.
Yeah.
But I think with time, it will probably work out. But you just got to kind of let them accept it on their, wherever they're at and their comfortability level.
Meet them where they're at. I like it. Well, it's good to talk
exactly.
with someone who works in this field. Thank you for taking the time and making us a part of your morning.
Thank you. This was great. Have a great day.
You too, Sandra. Thanks for listening. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts? What do you think Dan should do?
I agree with your previous listener that he should. It's her day. It's her choice. But it, coming from the other side, my thoughts is find out that underlying issue. Why does his daughter not want her there? Is it because they haven't established a relationship yet? Or is it, you know, there's something else going on?
I like what you said, that there might be an underlying issue, right? If it's a situation where she wouldn't like anyone you're dating because it's not her mom, then that's that. But maybe it's the girlfriend hasn't put in effort to get to know her, or it's there's nuance to the situation. So yeah. I like that. I like that take.
That's my piece, so I hope things go well for him, though.
Thanks so much for the comment. We appreciate it.
No problem. You guys take care, and you guys do a great job, so thank you. Keep it up.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you.
Rob from Haverhill, what's goody?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, pal?
What's up? Hey, listen, I have to say, right, I'm a single dad of a beautiful little 9-year-old girl. Whatever she says goes, man, at the end of the day, because a girlfriend comes and goes. I mean, you never know if it's the love of your life or not, a year or not, but your princess is everything.
Oh,
that's my baby.
Rob, you're the best.
I will never say no.
I got a question. Have you been entering the dating world as a single dad?
Yeah, I have a new girlfriend now, and actually my daughter loves it. My daughter would be the first person to invite everybody to her party, first and foremost. She would never tell nobody so they can't come to her party.
Have you ever run into an issue with dating someone your daughter didn't love?
Nah, because if I don't... It's hard for me to introduce my daughter to somebody. I won't do that right away. Like, I gotta like you first. And once I do that, then I know my daughter will approve.
Mm-hmm. So you wait till the right time where you know that it's serious and...
Oh, I've dated people that never even met my daughter. Are you kidding me? No. Yeah.
You gotta pass a certain test. I like it.
Hey, Rob, do you want to go to Boston Calling night one? See Luke Combs, Megan Maroney?
Yeah, I would love to. Are you kidding me?
You got him, brother. You'll have to decide if you're going to bring the girlfriend or the daughter.
But who are you going to bring?
Young. She's too young. She would love to go. If Jelly Roll was there, she'd be there 100%. But you guys kidding me? I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Logan. You're welcome, Rob. Hold on a second.
Sorry, allergy season.
All right.
Okay, busy times. Busy times around here. We have something else to give away. Listen, you listening, I know something about you. Don't be scared.
Where are you going with this one?
I know you would love to go see Kane Brown and Guilford on our dime. We have a pair of tickets with your name on it. All you need to do is call and claim them. How easy? Oh, and play a little game called Can't Beat Kira. 603-749-0975 is our number. If you'd like these Kane Brown tickets, call right now. Look at you. Look at you, Line 8, doing what I told you to do. 603-749-0975. Good luck.
It's the 90... 90- Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Three, two, ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, John. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I'm just lovely.
What's going on? How come? How so lovely?
It's the sun shining finally, and it's a beautiful morning.
I love this John guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, that's
good
what
energy.
I'm looking for. John, I know we're all cheery and having a good time, but do me a favor. Kick Kira out of here so we can start, yeah?
Kira, you're going to have to go.
Okay. You guys can continue to be cheery.
We will. We will. Okay. We'll be just fine. Just fine. John, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Dover.
Okay, so you're close to Exeter, which might help you with the first question. Multiple choice here. What is the Exeter High School mascot? Is it the X's? The Blue Hawks or the Greyhounds?
I am going to go with Blue Hawks.
Question number two. Today is National Cocktail Day. What type of liquor is made in a Negroni? Say again?
I'm going to say whiskey.
Whiskey. Question number three. This is Mitchell Tenpenny, truth about you. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up, but in the end, we both blank.
Wow, horrible. Can you repeat that?
You got it. Yeah. There's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one of them was made up, but in the end, we both blank.
Blues.
There you go. There you go, John. Way to use your context clues. Great job. Kira's coming back. Don't say anything. So you don't necessarily need to know the song if you can dissect what the artist is saying in the lyrics and use the context clues. Hey, Kira, welcome back.
That sounds a little hard.
Totally agree.
What was hard?
Dissecting and context clues. I mean, who has time for it? 6:30 in the morning.
Well, John had some time for it. Hopefully you do too. Question one, Kira. Multiple choice. What is Exeter High School's mascot? Is it the X's, the Blue Hawks,
okay,
or the Greyhounds?
Okay. First of all, love you're doing local trivia.
Yeah, thank you.
A little mad because I don't know the answer, so right. I'm going to be guessing. Greyhounds?
Greyhounds, said Kira. Blue Hawks, said John. Blue Hawks it is.
Good job, John.
Nice.
1-0, nice. John. Question two. Kira, today is National Cocktail Day. Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Yes, and to you as well. What type of liquor is in a Negroni? What would that be? What would that be, Kira?
I've never had a Negroni.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Champagne?
Champagne is not a liquor, so way to use your context clues.
Might be.
John said whiskey. The answer was gin.
Okay.
Gin people. I can't do it. God bless them.
Tastes like Christmas trees.
Still 1-0, John. Question number three. Truth about you, Mitchell Tenpenny. There's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down, one was made up. But in the end, we both blank.
Lose,
said Kira. John said lose using his context clues. Mm. Two for John, one for Kira. Kira.
Okay.
Get it.
I'll say it.
Get it.
For John. My name's Kira. I'm from Hampton and I can't beat John. John, do you know what that means? 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. Greetings. I'd like to tell you about my throat and that I have a frog in it. And also a minor mom fail that I had yesterday.
Oh, nice.
I wouldn't say it was major, but definitely unfortunate. So Gwen and I are meeting our friends at the beach in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I pack up our diaper bag and we have this bag of beach toys. Head to the beach. Head to Northampton Beach. Gorgeous. Oh my God. What a day. I'm unpacking all of her stuff and I'm like, where are these beach toys? I know I packed them.
Sure.
What's going on here? I checked the trunk. I checked the backseat. I checked the front seat. I'm like, maybe I'm losing my ever loving mind. I'm not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never rule that out. Or maybe I left it on the island. I kind of left in a huff. So we'll see. So whatever. We survive. No beach toys. It's all good. Okay. She just wanted to play with the seaweed and eat the sand anyway.
Duh.
And so then it's time for dinner. We head back home. I pull into the driveway. Crunch.
Oh, I ran right over them.
I left the beach toys right outside of the car on the driveway, and then I ran them over.
Nice.
Yeah. So now
so
I
need new beach toys.
Now I need new beach toys. I was like, oh, now I think I know where I left them. Yep. Yeah. Pretty stupid.
That's
pretty
hilarious.
Stupid. Okay. So Logan has a question about the female race that we're going to get into next.
I don't get what you people...
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan has a question about the female race, and I am both excited and a little scared because I don't know what's about to come out of his mouth, but here we go.
Can you say no to doing one of your friend's hair?
I mean, I'm not good at hair. None of my friends are asking me to do hair.
Listen, I see girls beautifying each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now that I'm coaching a girls' tennis team.
Oh, so many braids on the bus.
Great. You know exactly where this is going.
I know. You'd think I played sports in high school.
So girls are doing each other's braids and hair, and then they switch. And then they do the other person's hair. And it's just like a train of girls doing braids and hair.
God, I love girlhood.
And I'm thinking, I would hate this. Mm-hmm. I would hate for someone to be like, hey, can you stop what you're doing? For the next 15 minutes, can you brush my hair? Mm-hmm. Can you pull it back? Can you adjust the braids? And then when I say the braids aren't tight enough, can you undo it and do it all again?
Crazy.
What the heck are women do? Can you say no? Can you just be like, Sorry, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. That's one question. The follow-up is, like, I've seen it done. I was at a music festival last year, and my wife and our other girlfriend, Jules, they're doing each other's nails. And I'm like, hey, girls, we got to get going. Can you just do your own nails? No.
Wouldn't that not save time? They still have to sit and do their nails.
Okay, but if two people are doing nails at once, it takes 5 minutes. If two people have to do one set of nails and then a second person's set of nails, it takes double the time.
Oh, but, I see what you're saying. Okay, so, good nail math.
Thank you. So, and then you got to have the dry time. So I just...
he knows.
It blows my mind that you people, you women, are willing... Seriously, it's incredible. I know I'm making a big deal of it, but it's amazing. That you're willing to do so much for somebody else... And it's just, like, guys would never.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so again, back to the question. Can you say no? Girl said, your best friend, Eliza, says to you, hey, can you braid me? And you're just like, I don't want to play. Do you ever, like, I don't want to play with your hair?
Like I said, I'm not good at hair, so no one ever asks me.
Okay.
But if I did know how to do her hair, I would do her hair. You know?
Always?
If she asked me. I think that your friends only ask you. They're not taking advantage.
Oh.
They take advantage. They're a bad friend.
I don't know. I mean, like you called out in the beginning, I'm watching these high school girls do braids every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, it doesn't really take a full 20 minutes, but sometimes they do cornrows. They're sitting on the bus for 45 minutes.
Very involved. You're going to love this tidbit. What? One of my best friends played field hockey in high school. She's excellent at braids. She never... ever revealed her skills because she knew that she would spend all 4 years on the bus braiding all her teammates' hair. So she kept it quiet.
Shut up.
That she knew how to braid.
That is so, so savage.
I think that would be you.
Yeah, because that you're signing yourself up to do everyone.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, I don't know. I don't care. Oh, someone's calling. I'm going to put you, whoever's calling, stay on hold. I'm putting you on hold. Okay, two people are calling.
Ladies, great. Are you a jerk? If you know how to do hair well and your friend asks you to do their hair and you're simply not in the mood, are you a jerk if you say no?
Yeah, that's the question.
603-749-0975 is our number. Thanks for calling. Keep calling. 603-749-0975. Very curious to know what you think. WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan has been very curious about girlhood and female culture all morning long, so we're continuing the theme. You want to kind of fill them in on what we were talking about?
Yeah, we were talking about girls doing each other's hair. Like, it blows my mind to see girls spending so much time doing hair for a friend, and then they reciprocate, like... And a lot of this is stemming from me being the coach of a girls' tennis team. I'm seeing them doing each other's hair for like 20 minutes apiece, and I'm probably exaggerating, but still, if I were a girl, I would be like, no, I don't want to do your hair.
You'd be like, you could do my hair, but I'm not going to do your hair.
Either you can do my hair and I'm not going to do yours back, or if you don't want to do my hair because I don't want to do yours, I get it. I'll just put it up in a bun or braid it myself.
You'd be kind of a mean girl.
I guess. I just wouldn't want to always play with other girls' hair. But it's not even just hair. It's like they're rubbing like tanning lotion on each other. Not the
tanning lotion,
but like they're doing each other's nails. Mm-hmm. Like girls always do stuff. Come and zip me. Like you're always working together.
It's a team. Teamwork makes the dream work.
It blows my mind. I just want to know if you're rude to say no to these very normal things that girls do. Again, hair, nails, zipping up the back. Can you help me tie in my dress? Like, don't do it your damn self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the original question was, like, Logan was asking, if someone asks you to do their hair and you say no. Are you a jerk? Yeah. 603-749-0975 is our number. Courtney, what's going on, girlfriend?
Hey, Kira.
Hey. So did you want to talk to us about this braid topic?
I do. I think it is, like, the strongest form of peer pressure ever. Oh my God, I'm not that good at doing hair. I mean, I can get by. So like if it's something simple, I'll say yes and I'll do it. But then if they want something, you know, a little bit more elaborate, that's when the pressure is on.
Will you say no? See, they won't.
Maybe.
No, you just went, which means you won't. The girls, you women
will always ride. It's amazing that you'll always do it for your friends. I mean, Kira, I know you said you're terrible at it.
I say it's going to look terrible. You know, like, you trust me, you don't want me to do it. And they say, okay. You know, I talk them out of it.
I try to say the same thing, but, you know, sometimes in the moment they want the hair done. It's like, oh, here we go.
They're like, I don't care. I'm desperate.
Here's a follow-up.
Exactly.
This really came to me yesterday because one of the girls on the tennis team has a ton of hair, and I wanted to start warm-ups, so I was like, how long is this going to take? And so does the amount of hair play a role? The cleanliness of the hair?
Thickness, yeah.
Yeah, would you say God. No yeah. to a friend who's got so much hair as opposed to someone who's got just, like, you know, a little bit?
Yeah, I think you could say, I don't have time for that. You have a full mane. No, God love you.
Exactly. I don't know about, like, the thickness, but, like, the cleanliness would get me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Are they doing each other's hair after they play tennis? Greaseball?
No. It's always before.
It's
always before. But still, it's amazing to watch the amount of time that women will dedicate to their friends to do their own hair.
I find if they are showcasing their skills, they're braiding out in public, they're kind of advertising, like, I'll braid her hair, I'll braid your hair. You know what I mean? You're opening a can of worms if you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to keep doing this. I would never ask someone. I know I'm not a girl, so I know it's part of the culture. Look at you playing with your hair right now.
But I wish someone would come braid it. Can you get one of your girls to come to the studio?
I would never ask someone else to take time out of their day to do something for me when I can just put it in a high bun or pony or whatever the heck else you can do with it.
I think it makes them feel good to do something nice for each other.
I think so. Kira, I think you need to do Logan's hair now.
That's it, Kira.
Logan, I'm not good at hair. It's not going to look good. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the Morning. So Logan's journey as the coach for the Dover High School girls tennis team has taught him many lessons already. And one is that girls love to do each other's hair.
Or they might not love it, but they're willing to do it.
They'll never say no.
Right.
So the question at hand is, are you a jerk if your friend asks you to do their hair and you say no, even if you're fully capable? And she knows you're really good at French braids. Like, yours are the tightest on the team. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, Donnell. You're on with Kira and Logan in the Morning. Welcome to the show, big guy.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, I don't know if I've met you, but I always pictured you bald, but you're calling to talk about hair?
I do have a head of hair. Not as luscious as Logan's, but I do have hair.
Then again, whose is?
Thank you. Wow. What a day.
I know. I think that girls are embedded with that to do hair. My granddaughter is 4 now, and I have videos of her 2 years old brushing hair and doing hair for her grandmother or her great-grandmother. So wow. I think they're just born with it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's born with it.
Yeah. Even Gwen, who's 18 months, I give her a little brush, and she'll brush my hair for me.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, she likes to.
Let's give her, like, a computer and a screen of the stock market and see what happens in a few years.
I don't know if she'll have the same passion.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're giving her a doll and a brush and she's like, oh, I get it, like, let's just put a calculator in her hand and see if she can cure something.
You're saying she's gifted? Because I've always felt this way.
Start them young.
Great to hear from you, Donnell. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. Makes us feel warm and fuzzy.
Every day. Good to hear you guys.
All right. Talk soon.
Bye.
Logan, what do you think the male equivalent is of braiding each other's hair?
I would say something regarding moving something heavy.
Carrying each other's golf clubs?
No. I'm talking like a neighbor texts you, hey, just got this TV. Can you come hang it up with me? It's like... I don't really want to do that, but I sure am capable, and you sure need help doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, hanging a TV or, like a neighbor orders a ton of, like, mulch, and they're like, hey, can you help me shovel it for a little bit?
Or I have a couch in my basement, and I need to bring it up to the living room.
Any type of lifting activity mm-hmm. is the male equivalent. We'll always do it. You know why? Because we know we need it back.
That's true.
We need the TV mounted in 2 years, so let me go mount his with him. That's my guess.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You do French braids for me, I'll do French braids for you.
Exactly.
That's it. We're still taking your calls on this if you want to chime in. 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the Morning. So Logan, as you know, in addition to being a morning radio host, he's also coaching the girls tennis team for Dover High School. And he's learned a lot of lessons so far. And one is how much girls love doing each other's hair. And Logan knows, you know, he's not a girl, but he would have no interest in doing another girl's hair. And if a girl did ask him to do their hair, if he was a girl, he would say, no, I don't really feel like touching your scalp. Would that make you a jerk, hypothetically? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Danielle. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hello.
Hello. So you wanted to chime in on this women doing each other's hair topic?
Yeah, so maybe slightly off topic, but I feel like this is the hair doing is like the first portion of like, you remember like when you go to the bar and you're in the line, like waiting to go to the bathroom, and you become best friends with every woman that's in line.
One of my favorite parts about being a woman.
Exactly. And I feel like this is just like the first portion of that becoming like just every woman always just like sticks together no matter what, even if you like don't know them.
I love this comparison.
It is a really good comparison. And then I'm also going to relate it to men in the bathroom, too, because you women will have such deep, meaningful, long conversations and leave the bathroom and be like, I just met a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
A dude will also leave the bathroom saying, I just met a best friend. But we will have like 10 words. It'll be like, hey, pal. Oh, you're drinking that beer? That's a good beer. And then it's the same reaction, but there's zero depth.
Less time.
Yeah, zero depth to it.
Yeah.
Dudes are way more simple.
They're not that deep.
Yeah, I agree.
Danielle, in the bathroom, you see someone trying to do her hair at the bar. You're not loaded, right? You're a little tipsy, but would you do a stranger's hair?
I mean, if they asked me to, I would pull out this disclaimer that I'm not real good at it, but I mean, if they wanted me to, yeah, I would.
And that is the key difference.
I've zipped strangers back up into their dresses in the bathroom.
A dude would never do another dude's hair. They'd be like, that's weird, pal.
I guess it depends on how late it is in the night.
Yeah, like you're like fixing each other's wardrobe malfunctions. Like, you're just helping each other out.
Yeah.
Right, it's constant. Do you have a hair tie?
Mm-hmm.
Which I carry now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good coach. Logan in the morning. Those are our names. So if you didn't know, Logan, part-time, is the tennis coach for the high school girls tennis team at Dover High, Go Green Wave. And he's learning many things in his journey being coach. And one of them is how much girls like to do each other's hair. And to that, Logan says, what's the deal with that?
That's what I say. I was like, geez, Louise.
Like, what's going on here?
Do your own damn hair.
Yeah. 603-749-0975 is our number. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi.
I
kind of disagree with Logan. So I am a braider.
Okay.
I braid really well. I have an 11-year-old daughter. And when it comes to, like, her sports, gymnastics, volleyball, cheerleading, I always end up braiding 1,000 heads of hair. And I love doing it because then I love like looking on the court and being like, there's my braids, oh, look how good my braids look.
Yep.
I don't feel like it's a chore, and I love it. I love doing it because I love looking at my work.
She was admiring her work.
yeah, exactly. Or when, you know, the cheerleading competition's over and I'm like, look how good my braids held up on these 11 heads.
So proud. It's like, you know, when you mow your lawn and it look like the day after you go out and admire it.
Always.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I get it.
A sense of pride.
Don't you ever get grossed out? And I'm not saying like everyone's got gross hair, but like, I mean, the tops of people's scalps aren't always in the perfect condition.
Not when the kids were little, but now that my daughter's 11 and I'm braiding greasy teenage hair, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So, like, can't you, like, would you, if you got 10 girls in front of you and there's stinky kids number 6 with greasy hair, like, you would never just say no? You would never stop the line there?
Oh, God. That'd be so mean.
No. Yeah, that would be awful. How degrading.
How did you learn how to braid? Because I feel like as a mother of a girl, like, this is something that I need to get down. Do you have any tips?
Honestly, I always want to teach people because I feel like I do it, like, the way I think of it is so simple. 3 pieces, and then you grab, and then you tuck under. It's like, you'd get it.
Kira, separate your hair into three pieces right now. I will braid your hair.
A normal braid is easy.
Shut up! Are you kidding me? That's it. I gave you my offer. It's done. Offer's closed. Revoked. Revoked.
If only if you could French it.
I listen, I can French a lot of things, but none to you. Oh. Thanks for the call. We love you.
Bye.
Hi. You're out with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Oh, it's my team.
Girlies, girlies.
All right. Hey, listen. One at a time, and it's Coach Logan. Who do we have?
I can tell
it's Molly. Right. Adriana. Is Ella there as well? And Riley?
Yes.
How good of a coach that I could tell the four nitwits that called just based on them.
They didn't even say any words, and you knew.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
Are we on the radio?
Yeah, isn't school starting soon?
Yeah, guys, are you late for school?
We're at school.
Oh, they're at school. Excellent. So are we going to win today?
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go. Let's go, Green Wave. How come you guys like to do each other's hair so much? Like, would you ever say no to one of your friends?
No.
Who's the best braider, like, on the line right now?
Riley.
See, and that's the craziest thing, too. You know. Like, they knew it was Riley. Like, the girls know who the good braiders are, so they get stuck doing the rest of them.
Right. They're so giddy to be on the radio, they can't even.
All right, hang up.
Giggle.
Girls, go learn something. We'll see you on the course.
Girlies, come to the studio and do my hair.
Hey. No. Separation between, what's it called, church and state? Separation between work and, I guess, my other work. Goodbye, ladies.
Kick some booty today, okay?
Bye,
girls.
Obsessed with them.
Obsessed. Do not. I can't have you being obsessed with them.
Why?
Because they. It's too much. It's too much.
I can't help how I feel.
It's too much.
That's how I feel.
It's too much. Let's move along.
Girlinas, you can call anytime.
No, I'm telling you, this is a huge mistake. Don't give them that power.
That was the highlight of my whole day.
I do need you to make sure we publish the podcast today because they're gonna want to hear it.
100p. Okay. We have these Kane Brown tickets to give away. Should we do that?
Let's give those away. I have questions to ask.
Oh, good. It seems like we're all prepared and we're ready for the next stage in our morning show. So we're going to play Can't Beat Kira. The number you have to call if you want to win these Kane Brown tickets is 603-749-0975. By the way, this show is in Guilford. We're not making you schlep all the way to Fenway. No, no. 603-749-0975 to see Kane Brown in Guilford. Call now. Good luck. 97.5
WOK. It's think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Bailey. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So giggly. You excited?
I'm so excited.
That's great.
Who would you want to see most? Ashley Cook, Mitchell Tenpenny, or Kane Brown?
Oh, it's a tie between Mitchell and Kane, but probably Kane.
Well, the benefit is all three of them will be there if you win the tickets.
That's true. That's all true.
Step one, Bailey. Kick her out of here.
All right, Kira. Please hit the road.
Oh, she said please.
Hit the road, Keeks. And don't you come back, you freaky little freak. Hit the road, Keeks. She's out of here, Bailey. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Question one. Before Darius Rucker was a solo artist, he was part of a group called what?
Hootie and the Blowfish. I am a die-hard Hootie fan.
Love it. Question two. Robert Pattinson is the newest Batman, but before he got that gig, he was famous for playing a mythical character, Edward Cullen, in Twilight. What character did he play, or what mythical character?
A vampire. A sparkly vampire.
Wow, very specific. Question three, Kane Brown, Bury Me in Georgia. Fill in the lyrics. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah. Where my roots, blank.
Run deep.
Oh my gosh. Bailey, talk to me about how you are feeling right now.
I'm feeling really confident.
Yeah?
Especially that first one.
You said you're feeling really confident.
Really? Kira's going down.
Oh! Kira's going down, she said.
I feel intimidated.
I think you should. Question one, Kira.
Okay.
Before Darius Rucker was a solo artist, he was in a band called what?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish is correct.
Yes.
You got it right. Bailey got it right. She apparently is a huge Hootie fan.
Okay, Bailey. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Question two. Robert Pattinson is the newest Batman. But before that, he got famous by playing a mythical character, Edward Cullen. What type of character was he?
vampire.
It is true. Bailey, what kind of vampire?
A sparkly vampire.
That's fun. Great job.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that means, but she said sparkly, and I was like, sounds...
Someone read all the Twilight books.
2-2. Question 3, Kane Brown. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines. Yeah. Where my roots blank.
Run deep.
Why'd you wink at me? That was...
No, it wasn't.
That was the crazy.
I was wincing because I was like, I don't know if that was right.
You're correcting yourself because what you listening, Bailey, what you don't know is that Kira gave me the most uncomfortable, seductive wink ever.
Untrue and erroneous.
Final score is 3-3. Technically, Bailey, we do need the phrase of shame. Sorry about that.
My name is Bailey. I'm from Bedford.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and it is time for a brand spanking new episode of Second Date Update. Here we go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair, it just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
All right, it is time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. We're going to welcome in Candace now. Candace, are you still there?
I am here.
Hey, so we're trying to help you out with Lucas. We got your submission on the WOKQ app. Tell us what's going on. Spill the tea.
Okay, well, I am currently being ghosted by Lucas, and I'm kind of confused as to why.
Mm-hmm.
We met in a sort of like movie-like, you know, like romance novel sort of like situation.
Okay, fun.
I'm a manager at a fancy restaurant, and he was in with what appeared to be his work friends, and, you know, they were eating and having a great time. And at one point, he asked to see the manager, and when I came, he just wanted to ask me out on a date.
Oh, so you didn't really need to see the manager.
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't like a complaint. I thought it was like it all started because his meatballs were not cooked to perfection.
Me too.
No, he was not a Karen or a Chad.
Good. Okay. We like that. So that's hot.
Yeah. I thought he was cute and it was romantic, so I agreed to go out. But before we went out, you know, we kind of like exchanged numbers and we talked for a week. You know, we were talking and texting and stuff. I wanted to make sure he wasn't a creep. Because also that's a kind of forward way to, you know, ask somebody out.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, it all went well and it worked out and he was not a creep. So I was cool.
That's a win. So where did you go on your date?
We went all the way into Boston. We went to the seaport and the flirting continued. It was, you know, kind of sexy.
Okay.
And we hardly made it to dinner because he took me out on a boat. And, you know, we were kissing on the boat and it was pretty passionate and everything. So, yeah, a long night made short. It was a pretty awesome date. And, you know, like that's how you do a first date. Since then, he's been ghosting me, and I thought everything went well. So I'm just really confused, like not even a text, you know, and I was trying to, like, finish what I started because things were getting physical on the boat, and, you know, I was expecting more afterward, and that's just not what happened.
So in baseball terms, we didn't hit it out of the park, but we at least got a single or a double?
Yes.
Okay, track.
He rounded some bases, but did not hit a home run.
Okay, okay. And you were expecting that. And it sounds like he was kind of expecting it. If it was getting kissy-kissy and handsy-handsy on the boat, and then you went to dinner, you would have assumed that he would have wanted to finish the job.
Yeah, no, dinner was cool, too. You know, like, we were flirting, you know, getting a little feisty under the table and stuff. I was really expecting to get a call back or to hear from him. I'm baffled.
Yeah, it sounds like things were hot and heavy and then just ended really abruptly.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen now is you're going to give us Lucas's number. We're going to play a few songs here, try our darndest to get him to come on the show and tell us what's going on. Hopefully, it's a big fat misunderstanding and he wants to go on a second date with you. And if that's the case, we'll pay for it. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds great.
Second Date Update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and the time is now for part two of Second Date Update.
All right, we did it. We were able to track down the man with the boat. Unless he doesn't have a boat and he just rented it, it doesn't much matter. Lucas is on the line. Lucas, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, so thanks for agreeing to come on air for Second Date Update. We're curious what went down on your date with Candace.
Candace, you talking about the girl who left the gross used granny panties in my car?
I don't, maybe. Are we talking about the same Candace?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the same Candace. We're talking about the Candace who left those used underwear in my glove box.
Stop it.
Yeah, but I mean, we had a wicked good day, but when I took my mom and my Nana out for Mother's Day brunch, my mother opened the glove box and found it.
Shut up.
No. I'm so uncomfortable.
Wait.
Yeah, how do you think I felt? The thing is, it'd be different if I knew they were in there and I could have made up an excuse, but I didn't even know they were in there.
Right.
Were they the undies? Because I know that things got a little physical on the date. Were they the undies that she was wearing on the date? Or did she leave them there as like, ooh, something to remember me by?
They definitely did not come out of the washer. These were used, dirty,
and... Oh, it's so gross. He said used and dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
Yeah, but to Kira's point, maybe this was like a sexy little thing that she was trying to, you know, something to remember, like you said.
But it sounds like it wasn't a lacy little number. It was like a diaper.
Yeah, you ever heard of skid marks?
No!
Are you kidding me?
No.
So, I wish I was. I mean, I'm not sitting here I'm not happy this happened, but it happened.
Skid marks is a tough. Are you sure skid marks could have just been discharge?
Logan, please don't say discharge.
Well, you know, we got to do this real quick before we go any further. Lucas, Candace is on the other line. We're going to bring her in right now as fast as possible to see if this was a move that she made. For all we know, these aren't even Candace's panties.
Who else would they be?
I don't know. A prankster walking by the car, just dropping them in? I don't know. Candace, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. This guy is totally exaggerating.
Okay, explain everything.
I mean, okay, I'm sorry that his Nana found them. Like, that was really not what I intended. It was supposed to be for him. But he's totally exaggerating. They are not granny panties.
Okay, but you did it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I did it. I was trying to be, you know, do something a little sexy. But, you know, sort of get things ratcheted up for the next time we met. But, like, they weren't granny panties. They were not skid marks. I'm sorry. He is retaliating in a really weird way because that is not true. They were like cheeky boy shorts. I didn't go on the date intending to do it. It was sort of spontaneous, but like, you know, I wasn't wearing a thong or like any bikinis, but they're cheeky boy shorts. They look really cute when they're on.
No, it's gross and weird. And if I'm being honest, they were dirty, like stained.
Oof.
I mean, I don't know who leaves covered underwear in someone's glove box.
There was not in them.
Yeah.
You're totally exaggerating.
I'm not. I'm scarred for life.
Okay. I'm a bit uncomfortable. Yeah. Kira's covering her mouth. You don't even know what to say. So, real quick, Candace, this is something. Have you done this before? This type of move?
No, I haven't done it, but like a friend of mine did it and she got 100% success rate. So, you know, I figured I'd go for it.
I'm not going to lie. I like the move.
You do?
Yeah, I like the move.
What's the issue then?
Well, it's tough because there's a discrepancy in what we're hearing. If there were cheeky cute boy shorts, love it. If there were dookie stained granny panties, don't love it.
It's valid. But hey, they did say they were getting hot and heavy on the boat. So it might not be, quote, dookie stained. And I know you don't like this word, but I'm going to say it again. Could just be discharge.
Could be discharge.
That's what I'm saying.
What'd you say?
So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, she's on the discharge.
It wasn't dookie stained.
Okay. So Candace is saying smell the wildflowers. There's good stuff in there.
That's a great way of putting it.
Okay.
This is going to get us in trouble. I think we got to wrap.
Oh, Lucas, we're going to you. Lucas, do you want to try another date with Candace? She had all of the right intentions. It's crazy that your Nana pulled out stained undies from the glove box.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
Yeah. What do you think, man?
I'm not going on another date. I'm going to therapy.
Therapy. All right. Well, Candace, I'm sorry about that. And now the 100% success rate dropped just a little bit.
I wouldn't stop doing it, though. I like the move.
Thanks. Whatever.
You should stop doing it.
Okay, the time is now for that 820 Kenny Chesney contest code. Here we go now.
Is Las Vegas on your bucket list?
Yep.
Enter this code now on the 97.5 WOKQ app for a chance to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere.
225. It is 225. 225. Staying alive. 225.
He said 225, so look alive. 225. Get your app out. Good luck. 97.5 WOKQ. Single. That is our close personal friend, Josh Ross. Single again on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. I love how I call him a close and personal friend, and I was on maternity leave when he came.
He's a great guy.
Acoustic Country.
I've met him now twice, and he is a really down-to-earth artist, which is why I loved meeting him the first time, which is why I'd like to say I played a little role in getting him at Acoustic Country by the Sea.
Oh, did you pull a string? A few strings?
I said to Ginny, it's all on Ginny. All right, let's make it clear. But I did say, hey, this guy's pretty cool. I think you'll like him.
Okay, nice.
So, tapping my own shoulder.
Yeah, good job.
What
good
are we talking about here?
All right, so I have a list of pop culture moments from 20 years ago, the year 2005, if you recall.
Didn't age well.
Yeah, that are not holding up.
I don't know what that means, so let's talk about them.
That are like cringy that they happened. Huh. So this will resonate with you because you're a fan of The Office.
Okay.
The Diversity Day episode.
Just watched it last night.
Okay, so refresh my memory.
Oh, happily. Michael Scott does a Chris Rock stand-up comedy bit. He imitates Chris Rock in his inflection, in the words he says.
Oh, how absolutely cringe.
So then someone from HR has to come and only get Michael Scott's signature and do like a seminar with just him, but he doesn't want to embarrass Michael Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So he does a seminar in front of everyone. And ironically, at the end of the seminar, Michael Scott refuses to sign the paper, whereas everybody signs it. And that's when he's like, this was specifically for you.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, he signed it and he signs it Daffy Duck. I literally watched this episode last night.
It could not be more fresh.
It's so funny.
In your brain. Okay. This is another thing that happened in 2005 that doesn't hold up so well today. Team Aniston and Team Jolie merch.
What?
That came out after Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston broke up. And he got with Angelina Jolie. So it's just
people picked sides?
Yeah, it's a classic Hollywood tale of, pitting women against each other. And that was a very lucrative industry, the Team Aniston and Team Jolie t-shirts, hats.
Who won that battle?
Well, I think that Brad and Angelina are also divorced.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know that anybody won in that category.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Moving right along.
What else you got?
I didn't know about this reality show, but this seems like it would not hold up so well. It was called The Will. A millionaire has 10 of his loved ones compete to inherit his large Kansas ranch.
Time
out. Did you ever watch that show?
No, that's awesome. What are we doing here? What do we do? That is reality TV we need to see. How would that not hold up well?
I don't know. It's sort of wishing death upon someone.
No, it's not wishing death. It's like, hey, death already happened. So now let's see who's going to win the ranch.
It seems like he's still alive in this concept of the show. I never watched it.
I like it even better. I'll have a contest for my house in Portsmouth.
great. I would love that. Okay, and finally, Diddy hosting the 2005
VMAs. This is already not aging well.
And he had celebrities like Nicole Richie and Derek Jeter talk about how legendary his parties are.
That's so bad. Yeah, I just watched an old movie with Diddy in I Get Him to the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And Diddy was in it. Mm-hmm. And there were some scenes in there.
Not great.
Missy and I are like, I think we were holding hands during the movie, and both of us like squeezed each other's hands like, oh my God.
It definitely hits different.
This is awkward.
So many people that we know and love are going to come out that they've went to these horrible parties. It's going to be shocking.
Yeah.
Truly. Did you see a picture of him? Like, he started his trial. I think he aged like a decade in prison already.
Oh, yeah.
Full gray.
Yeah, terrible.
Okay, terrible person.
Yes,
really.
Also that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have any pop culture moments to add to our list, definitely shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, we're Kira and Logan in the morning. So a video has gone viral on TikTok of a woman who brought an entire rotisserie chicken on a flight. Here's the audio of that.
I just got pulled aside by TSA for having something crazy in my bag, but I told her this is how you give yourself a first class experience without paying for first class. So let me show you. Okay, cold rotisserie chicken. I got
got to get my protein in the flight. I hate buying airport food, so I usually just try to pack like a salad or something. And I didn't have time, so I was like, let me just get like a whole chicken from Whole Foods. And this is going to hold me over for like the entire day pretty much.
What would you do? You're sitting on a plane and the person next to you pulls out an entire rotisserie chicken. That's crazy. I'm sorry. Coming from me, I know I don't have the best plane etiquette. I do take my shoes off on flight sometimes. And one time I did get it fish fillet from McDonald's that I ate on a flight. I got some mean looks for that too. Which is more offensive though? Me with the fish fillet from McDonald's on a flight or the rotisserie chicken? Be honest, I can handle the truth. Shoot me a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Let me know what you think. That's Nate Smith. Fix What You Didn't Break on your number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Just Kira. Logan dipped out about an hour ago to play in a golf tournament in Dover, but he'll be back tomorrow. We'll still do compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. It is customary here on Kira and Logan in the morning. I want to compliment a gal who goes by the name of Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth chimed in on our topic today. Logan is coaching the girls' tennis team at Dover High School, and he's learned a lot of lessons along the way. One of them is how much girls love doing each other's hair, which he just doesn't understand. He thinks that if someone asked him to do their hair, he'd be like, no, I don't feel like doing that. I don't want to touch your scalp. I'm really not interested in that. And it would be like a chore to him. So we took calls on that, and it was a really fun conversation. I loved Elizabeth's take on the whole thing.
I kind of disagree with Logan. So I am a braider. I braid really well. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and when it comes to like her sports, gymnastics, volleyball, cheerleading, I always end up braiding 1,000 heads of hair. And I love doing it because then I love like looking on the court and being like, there's my braids, oh, look how good my braids look. I don't feel like it's a chore, and I love it. When, you know, the cheerleading competition's over and I'm like, look how good my braids held up on these 11 heads.
Yeah, totally. It's a point of pride. So I loved Elizabeth and the way she articulated that it is like a point of pride for her. That was really cool. Thanks for calling, lady. All right. On that note, we out. Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country. And so is that 1020 contest code. The one that could win you an all expenses paid trip to Vegas, baby, to see Kenny Chesney perform at the Sphere. Your airfare, your hotel, we're covering it all. I know it sounds too good to be true, but you're going to need that 1020 contest code. So do not miss it on 97.5 WOKQ.